With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. NATO taking a stand against recent Russian airspace breaches. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The NATO warning to Moscow comes after the downing earlier this month of Russian drones over Poland and Estonia's report of an intrusion of Russian fighter jets last week. Estonia said three Russian jets had entered its airspace for 12 minutes on Friday without authorization, a charge that Russia's rejected. In the statement, the alliance says Russia should be in no doubt. NATO and allies will employ, in accordance with international law, all necessary military and non-military tools to defend ourselves and deter all threats from all directions, underlining a commitment to Article 5 of its founding treaty, that an attack on any one ally must be considered an attack on them all. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump now says Ukraine can win back all of its territory lost to Russia in the last couple of years. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
In a reversal, the president said he believes Ukraine can regain control of the territory Russia has taken since its invasion. He posted the comment soon after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Earlier, he criticized Russia for continuing the fight.
It's not making Russia look good. It's making them look bad.
The president had previously said that both Ukraine and Russia would have to give up land to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ryan Ruth has been found guilty of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last year. After the verdict Tuesday, Ruth attempted to stab himself in the neck with a pen, but he was quickly restrained by officers. The jury took less than 2 hours to reach that decision. Ruth represented himself in court. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham says that Charlie Kirk's assassin failed.
The popular evangelist tells the Christian Post that if the killer hoped to end Kirk's activism and ministry, his hopes have been dashed. The assassination has sparked national outrage, which has seen some people turn to Christ, and a surge in chapters of Kirk's Turning Point USA. Graham says, quote, I hope this is going to raise up an army of young people who will take a stand for Jesus Christ, who are not afraid to speak out the truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For many Jews in the United States, high holy day season this year, more charged than usual. Rabbis say many of their congregants are very worried by a surge of anti-Semitism in the U.S., yet are all more determined to worship together in the next few days. These days, most synagogues employ a layered strategy of security, guards, cameras, and various other systems. This is SRN News. Well, polls indicate that many Americans are still struggling to get back on their feet financially. Economist Stephen Moore says it's because of the lingering effects of Bidenomics.
We saw, the prices of everything go up by 21%, and for essentials like food and groceries and gas at the pump and insurance costs, those went up by a third. And Americans' incomes did not go up as high as the prices did, and so people got squeezed.
And Moore adds that President Trump is beginning to get things turned around now for millions of Americans.
They're feeling the after effect of that, no question about it. Now, Trump has brought inflation down. It's not down as much as we'd like it to be. We're running at about 2.5 to 3%. We'd like to see that rate get down to about 2%, which is the Federal Reserve Board's target.
That is economist Stephen Moore. More details at srnnews.com.